message.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I am addicted to negativity. Or I used to be, you know, back in the day. Yeah, certified doom junkie. If something went wrong, I was there to tell you.
Told you so.
If it was a sunny day, I was the one reminding you.
What we really need is rain.
The glass isn't just half empty. It's cracked, leaking, and probably contaminated. Negativity runs in my family. Listen, I come from a long line of professional pessimists. My mom used to pay bills by handwriting checks because online banking could not be trusted. And then she would drive to the post office to mail them because someone might otherwise steal them from her mailbox. So I've inherited the same skills. Always ready to predict the worst case scenario with bonus points for creativity. You don't just spill coffee on your shirt. In my head, that's how you end up fired, homeless, and living in a cardboard box with a dog named Regret. But let me tell you, negativity, it's not cheap. It's like a luxury tax on your brain. It drains your energy, ruins your relationships, and scares away nice people faster than a fun fact about bed bugs. And the worst part, you don't even realize that you are addicted until you wake up one day and think, wow, even my dreams are sarcastic. So how do you escape? Well, first, you have to detox. Every time that you catch yourself complaining, stop and say three positive things instead. And listen, no cheating with,
well, at least I didn't die today.
Nope, that does not count. Next, you have to hit that positivity gym. Start small, like noticing when your coffee is the perfect temperature. Then just work your way up to advanced moves like complimenting strangers or not yelling at the toaster when it burns your bagel again. It's a process, people. And remember, positivity is not about pretending that life is perfect. It's about seeing the good, even when it's not. Oh, sure, there is traffic, but hey, now you've got time to practice that car karaoke solo. Your boss is annoying? Well, great. It's an opportunity to build patience or to plot your escape to a beachside taco stand. Either one works. So, if you are like me, if you've been addicted to the sweet, bitter taste of negativity, know this. Recovery is possible. You can rebuild your positive muscle just one tiny win at a time. And who knows? One day, you might even look at that cracked glass and say, well, it's still holding water. Progress, my friends. Progress. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a gratitude journal to write in. And yes, I'm grateful that it only has one spelling error. Baby steps.